It's a very good morning to Andrew Voss from Fox Sports. G'day, mate.
How you doing?
Fantastic, mate. And what a last round.
Oh, yeah. Look, stunning results. I know we knew the top eight going into the last round, but, you know, people were riding it. There were, you know, supporters of some teams cheering on others to win once the results unfolded the way they did. You know, South Sydney went from having to go to Newcastle to getting to host in Sydney. The situation with Parramatta through the course of a game, you know, getting the last 20, they're actually outside the top four.
Yeah.
They had the win to get back into the four. So it might be the precursor to expect the unexpected in the finals, even though people think, you know, the bottom two and the eight are going to go straight out.
Yeah, mate. And can you believe the Roosters' result?
No. I've been calling for three decades. I cannot. I don't like to make the big statements, but I really can't come up with a more amazing result in my time.
No.
You know, that scoreline is ridiculous. This is the oldest rivalry in Australian Premiership Rugby League.
Yes.
These two clubs going at it. And that's the biggest win. And it's come 1 week out from the finals for the team that I've got winning the comp.
You know,
conceding 60. How did that happen? and sadly for Kyle Felt, you know, he got to the top of the try-scoring charts, and in the last 8 minutes, he saw Alex Johnston go past him, scoring three tries in the space of 5 minutes for five for the match. So it's a real case of, you know, Alex Johnston said to Kyle Felt, hold my beer. Here I come, you know. He's the leading try scorer.
True, mate. And Titans claim the honour of best Queensland side, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, we have to send plenty of praise the Titans' way. They've won five straight to finish the season. And their total of wins is more than the Cowboys and the Broncos combined. You know, Broncos are wooden spooners and deservedly so, conceding over 600 points.
Yeah.
Cowboys, as we discussed on Friday, put them to the sword. It showed lack of resilience from Brisbane. A little more spirit in the Cowboys side, that was evidence. But the Titans found plenty, and their fans can't wait. Can't wait for next season to start with the likes of Fifita and Fasua Malawi joining the club, SASA, and the players they've got. So a really good finish for them.
Yeah, huge one coming up from next year. Now run us through the finals, week one.
Yeah, this is what we've got. So Friday night, it is the defending champions, the Roosters, against the minor premiers, Penrith. The winner gets a week off and then will only be one game from the grand final. Saturday afternoon is sudden death, Canberra versus Cronulla. Canberra will be at full strength this time around, and they beat them with their reserve grade side on the weekend, so you don't like the prospects of Cronulla. Saturday night is at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane, home away from home for Melbourne. They take on Parramatta and will start favourites. And Sunday, again, is a sudden death game. It's South Sydney versus Newcastle. South Sydney, if they continued their form from Friday night and Newcastle continued their poor form from Friday night, they might score 80 in a semi-final. That would be incredible.
Vossie, we'll catch you again Friday, my friend.
Okay, see you then.
Bye.